Happy New Year.
Nappy Jew hair.
We hope you had a great Christmas and the last few days have gone well for you. It is the new year. We hope your filthy, dirty little jeans are on.
I hope they're tighter than ever because you've probably gained weight like we have.
Yeah, you dirty little pig.
My pants don't even fit right now, my tightest pair.
We decided to do something different for this special New Year's Day. We are going to give you our Live in San Diego show. Normally, this would be a bonus episode, but we love our mommies so dearly. We're giving you this free mama-sode.
Isn't that amazing? So, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
And all them shits.
Happy New Year. We love you guys, and thank you for making this show awesome.
Just do us a favor, if you don't mind, please go to your mom's house podcast. .com. That's our site, and you can see our calendars where we're going to be live. You can also support the show in some way. You can click on our Amazon banner and shop through there. You can see the links at the store for a bike shirt. You can get the Wipe Down collection, or if you really enjoy the live energy, there's links to live episodes. The new bonus episode number 4 went up.
It's gonna say boner episode.
Boner episode 4. It's on iTunes. It's also on CD Baby. They're all $1.99. We hope you check them out.
Yeah.
You can hear, this is the live show. You'll hear some of our, you know, audio figuring stuff out. That's what happens when you do the live show. But it was really fun. San Diego was awesome. We did this at the American Comedy Company. We had a great time. Yeah. Thank you to everybody that came out. We love you. We hope you have a wonderful new year. 2014, bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, let's eat brownies.
Okay, do you want to send them your love?
I love you guys.
There, you heard it from right there, from the secondary mommy.
Excuse me.
Jeans Pajitsky.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm the main mommy.
I have to cut your mic, I'm sorry.
I'm the main mommy. I'm so rude. I can't believe it. I just made you brownies.
You're the main mommy.
Thank
I love you.
You. Happy my stomach year. Hangs over my jeans.
I love you.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mommy Dome. I hope your jeans are so tight that your vision is failing. House rules. No flash photography, no videotaping, no cell phone use, no heckling, and it's a live taping, so no talking during the show. And now, please welcome to the stage the main mommy, the only mommy, Tom Segura!
Thank you for being here. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome to the gas tank. Yes.
Work. Bitch.
Is that?
Fuck off. That's right.
Okay. Can you guys hear me? All right. All right. Well, let me help and welcome to the stage the secondary second place mommy. Christina Pajitsky and our son Theo Huxtable, everybody.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, bitch.
Did you just say that you're the main mommy and I'm the secondary mommy?
That was something the club decided. I had nothing to do with that.
Bullshit. That's fucking impossible.
Booed. Boo.
Yeah, boo that. Hi, jeans.
Very. Hi, everyone.
This is so exciting. Sorry, I got very excited. We usually do this show in our underwear in our house. And so this is always very different. Hello, sir. Arms unfolded. Negative
Relax.
Body language. Yes.
Stop your negative energy.
God. Let me put this dog down. Let me situate myself.
Are you going to give him away? What are you going to do with him?
Yeah, fuck it. Here, buddy. Come here.
All right. Maybe this is why you're second place. Maybe you're going to figure it out.
That's
How dare you? How so dare you?
We...
I can't believe you snuck that into your fucking intro like that.
He was like, what are you talking about?
You're such a jerk.
It was great. I was like, I'm the main mommy.
Oh,
like,
Theo. Oh,
could you say that again? I was like, yeah, I'm the main mommy. You all right?
He's doing good. He just needs to settle. I feel pretty good.
We drove down here?
Yeah, and we made some really good choices for food.
On the way down?
Stopped at the AMPM.
First of all, I feel your judgment. You know they have
How dare salad. You?
They have... protein.
Yes. Vegan shakes.
And why don't you tell them you went into the store?
I went in alone and I got a bag of limon Lay's because we're so close to the border, huh?
And a lot of people in this room know exactly what that means.
Orale! Fuckers. Okay, and then I got Skittles, but the sour kind because those are really the best. Hello. And I got chili cheese Fritos. And salt and vinegar chips. Ate all of them in the car. And now I'm drinking coffee.
It's a good pregame kind of meal, right? It's probably what a lot of pro athletes have. Have a bag of limon chips.
It's going to be good. Oh, buddy.
Are you all right?
He's good. He's doing good. Could you imagine? You kill this dog.
Stupid fucking.
All right. Okay, sure. Bubs.
Yeah, so then we...
We drove up. We ate a lot of snacks. It was good.
Snacks are good. Then we got here, and we didn't realize that we were about 3 hours early. So after a little while, we sat more, and then we ate.
Yeah.
More.
Which is what we do at home, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm starting.
Oh, does anyone else kickbox? Do you guys kickbox? Clap if you.
Yeah,
do? One guy in the back.
You guys, do they make you eat chips before you start class? Or is it, like, all right, we're about to start. Everybody, get your 3 bags of chips out.
I don't know what possessed
you
me.
Need fuel to hit the bag.
I think what it was is because we went on vacation and then we came back and I was like, our regular life sucks. I got to fill this void with all the food that I can. Right? Isn't that what healthy people do? They just eat their feelings away?
It's known as a very healthy way to approach life. Yeah. Like most psychologists tell you,
yeah.
Whatever, don't feel what you're feeling.
Stop that.
Eat those feelings. Push down and away
yeah.
What's in your heart.
Yeah.
And put calories in.
That's what my mom told me. What's your favorite go-to sad food? Be honest. What do you eat when I'm not around? Like when you're alone.
All the same shit that you're, when you're around. I just have more of it.
Like, what's your favorite go-to
I don't know.
Sad
I mean,
time?
I have sweet stuff. Like, it depends on my mood. I'm a fun girl.
Oh.
Like, sometimes I go to TJ's.
Yeah.
And it's not Tijuana. I know we're close to the border. But I'll go to Trader's Joe.
It's not Trader's Joe. The S is on the Joe's. That's how my dad says it, you fucking foreigner.
Trader's Joe.
Trader's Joe.
Make good prices. Good selection.
Good beers.
People are kind of stinky there.
Parking sucks.
Yeah.
Parking always sucks at Trader Joe's. I don't know why that's like a universal law that they have to build the smallest fucking parking lot in the biggest store, right? Does that suck here too? Motherfuck Trader Joe's.
It's part of the requirement. When they build it, they're like, we want a Trader Joe's. They're like, you have to reduce your parking lot.
You want the great deals, don't you?
Yeah. Why is that?
Because everything's so cheap and awesome, and they have to cut costs.
I'd be like, I don't want you directing me. I'll watch you. No, you're not.
Oh, fuck that guy, yeah. Or the guy with the dirty newspaper that wants to wash your windshield.
That's
you're like,
street,
I don't want that. No, today I went to go.
TJ's?
No. Well, here's the thing. I went to go get my veneers done. We'll talk about that later.
I don't need veneers. We'll talk about that.
Any hoodles.
With your Steve Harvey teeth?
I have my temporary teeth on, and they're too white for the rest of them. They don't match. I'll show you later. They're super white. And they
they can see it.
Can you see it?
Yeah. People in the kitchen can fucking see it.
Yeah, I know. So, any hoodles, I was pulling into the dentist today, and there was a guy there, like, dressed all crazy and homeless.
The dentist office?
Yeah, in the parking lot. Maybe that's not a good sign.
No. Where did you go to the dentist?
In Torrance, in our neighborhood, kind of.
All right.
Anyways, he offered to wash my shit. I was like, no, thanks. You look fucked up. You know what I mean? He looks like his stuff to wash stuff was dirty.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Hey,
you can't do that.
That's that move, though, is that you go, I don't want you to do that. And then they start doing it. And you're like, I'll pay you to stop.
Please stop. Yeah. Right. Here's a tip. Please get stop. The fuck away from my car.
All right. Well.
Here, hold this.
Okay.
I want to take this jacket off. It was a bad decision.
Oh, shit.
Too hot.
Oh.
Got to let my tits out, guys. Thank you. All right. All right, meat hangers. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to start the show?
There's no
commercial read. Don't worry about it.
Stamps.com.
You know who's brought to you. Who has the stamp spot memorized? You guys, I fucking know. I know the bonus.
It isn't greasy.
Right. It isn't greasy. Right. Here we go. Let's start the show.
You know what you did, Shane?
Sharkeesha!
Oh my God! Sharkeesha!
Hold up! No!
Sharkeesha, no! Don't kick her, Sharkeesha! Don't kick her! No, don't kick her! No!
Sharkeesha!
Oh my God! Don't!
You fucked with the right one.
Sharkeesha, no!
You was supposed to be my nigga, but what the fuck you was doing? Who the fuck you was trying to fuck?
But why did she get up?
Who you was trying to fuck?
Why'd you
shake
it up?
Shaggy
shit.
But you supposed to be my nigga, though. Who you trying to fuck?
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsis.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Sharkeesha, no!
Sharkeesha.
Oh my God.
That brings back so many public school memories. I don't know. Are you guys the same down here? I grew up in the Valley, 818. And it's down here, the same awful prison system that they call public school. Holy fuck, man. That was terrible.
I went to a private school.
You didn't have any Sharkeesha no moments growing up in Florida?
Sharkeesha, no. I did in Milwaukee in the 220 program. My parents sent me to public school, and I was like, I thought you guys...
What's the 220 program?
It's code for bring the black kids into the...
Yeah, that's what...
I mean, I guess that's what it means in Wisconsin. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, that's what LA Unified... LA Unified did the same cockamamie thing where they're like... that's such an old-timey word, right? These cockamamie kids.
It's also indicative of your feelings about bringing in people that aren't supposed to be in your neighborhood. Like, that's
I'm
a fucking crazy idea.
Well, here's why, okay? Because I lived it. Here's why. The only reason it sucked is because, like, there was white, blonde girls like me. Yeah. I wasn't rich by any stretch of the imagination. Like, my mom and I grew up in a fucking, you know, apartment complex, the same one that Brody Stevens did, P.S. Thank you. And I would drive to school in a Toyota Corolla, and I hated the fucking rich kids that rolled up in their Guess jeans and their fucking name brand Keds.
Guess was the shit.
Yeah, I couldn't afford that shit, so I hated them. Imagine coming from like a fucking harsh neighborhood and seeing that and being like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I totally get why they beat the shit out of us. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, in a way... Am I a victim of bullying? Is that why?
Are you a victim?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I kind of believe it was good for me, though. I liked
you
it.
Got your ass kicked.
I did. Yeah, severely. But can I tell you, okay, why it's good, though? Because I had
a fucking... Sharkeesha, no!
Okay, here's why it's okay to be bullied. Okay, real talk, seriously. Yeah.
All right.
Because I feel like if you fucking, here's how you fight a bully, you fight back. Yeah. And I believe that if you teach kids to be victims and be like, oh, stop, like the bully's never gonna stop being the bully. You're never gonna change that person. But what you can do is stand up for yourself and tell that bully to go fuck itself. And then they do. And that's the weird thing is the minute I stood up to Sharkeesha and was like, hey, fuck you. Yes, I got punched in the stomach. Yes, I couldn't breathe, but she never fucked with me again.
What did you hit back?
I tried. Not successfully, but I at least the attempt to be right. Like, fuck you back.
Yeah.
That's all that takes is fuck you back. And then you're free.
So
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I heard you don't follow this story. Well, yeah, you kind of followed it, the NFL story.
About
the guy who's like, I was bullied.
Yes, yes, yes.
6'6", 320.
Yeah, right.
Stop calling me names.
Right.
What?
Yeah, dude, you're not.
All the other guys, like, not even on his team around the NFL, were like, hey, dude, just tell him to go fuck himself.
Yeah, like, that's why you fight back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, I do think that.
Did you get like fucked with by multiple?
Multiple girls. So it was like two or three girls. One of them whose name wasn't Sharkeesha, it was Shakeesha.
For real?
It was hauntingly similar.
Were you like
Shakeesha?
You fucked
yeah.
me, my nigga, though.
I didn't say that. That would have been crazy. I wish I could have said that.
That would have been grounds for kicking your ass.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have the wherewithal. Yeah, Shakeesha, Rosina. And I can't remember the third girl.
I know about Rosina.
Yeah, that's real. And then they're fucking, at least at this school, the black girls were the best fighters. It was like black girls could fucking rock it. And then number two is like cholas, like Mexican girls will fuck you up, dude. Right?
Wait,
like,
did they have different fighting styles?
Fuck yeah, they did. Dude, it's so different. Okay, black girls come at you. It's all in the arms, like the fucking sock. Bam! Like, yeah. They'll sock you on the side of the head.
Okay. That's exactly what happens in the Sharkeesha video.
See? I told you.
If you haven't seen it, the girl is like, yeah, so anyway. And she's like, what's that over there? And Sharkeesha.
Yeah.
Pacow! And then they're like, Sharkeesha, no!
See?
Oh, then Sharkeesha kicks her in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Which is rough. Like, you see, you're like, oh, shit. Like, she winds up like it's a fucking 50-yard field goal. And that's when you get, like, a real impassioned.
Sharkeesha, no!
Like, it's really.
Sharkeesha, no!
I have a feeling it's not the first time they've had to tell Sharkeesha.
No. No.
They were like, this is so out of character for Sharkeesha.
All right.
This is pretty much Tuesday for Sharkeesha.
Yeah, right.
So,
but that's different. Okay, right, so
basically what you're saying is black girls box.
Okay, I don't want to generalize.
No,
here's what I'll fucking say. At Portola Junior High, in between the years of 1989 and 1991, the girls that I saw fighting, dude, black girls come at you fist, bam, fucking bam. Bam! And then fast, too. Like, lightning fast. Like, you don't know what the fuck hit you. Yeah. Like, super.
They're but all athletes. We get it.
But they will fuck... They'll shit talk you first. Like, that's the thing. They break you down psychologically first.
Right.
And, like, the repeating... Now I've noticed that there's clapping involved. Like, you don't know shit! You don't know shit! You don't know shit! Yeah. And that's a newer thing. I didn't know. That's not my generation.
Your generation didn't have the...
The clapping and talking. I think that came later. Yeah, mine was just shit talking.
Shit talk.
And then bam!
Was the psychological breakdown first?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's up, bitch? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What, bitch? What, bitch? What, bitch? Like a lot of repeating.
You're like, what?
And you're like,
what,
I don't find it. Yeah, yeah. It's so hard to make sense of it.
Yeah.
And then comes the physical. But I remember the cholas, from what I remember, I know it's like Oz, right? No, because like Mexican girls, I was tight with the cholas were cool with me because I was goth and we had the same makeup, right? Like, true story. See, San Diego knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, dude.
I like the way you do your makeup.
Yes. So there was this girl, Chula. And Chula and I, we had PE together. And Chula, like, we befriended each other. She befriended me, and she taught me how to smoke cigarettes, this girl. I was, like, 13. And she would be like, hey, you like oldies? I'm like, fucking oldies? What? Like, what do you mean, oldies? She's like, you know, like oldies, like fucking what? Like, and she would sing like 50s.
50s music.
Yeah, like romantic shit.
Yeah.
Because I guess cholos are like super romantic. So like, right? Like you take your girl to some spot. No, because she'd be like, you want to hang out? You want to kick it with us? And I'm like.
You want to hang out with us in the oldies?
Yes.
You like the Beach Boys?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, like, you know, like. Smile Now, Cry Later, that's like a song. That's not just a tattoo. Like, that's a song, right?
Smile Now, Cry Later is a song?
Right? Isn't that... You guys know what I'm talking about? Yes!
I've only heard that with the, like, the Mexican... Like, Smile Now, Cry Later. I thought it was like a...
Is that where the tattoo... I don't know if anyone's familiar with the tattoo.
It's gotta come from the song.
Yeah, and like that guy, that old white guy that has that dedication show. Do you guys know that one? Where he's like, this next song goes out to Shy Girl. No. Yes!
Who?
Art LaBeouf. That's right. And he'd be like, this next one goes out to Joker. he said, Karkoyan, right? This next one, this goes out to his lady, Selena's.
Doing 25, Quentin.
Yes! Yes!
I'm thinking of you, buddy.
To my homegirl, my baby mama, you know I love you. That stay faithful.
Fair. So you made friends with Chula?
So Chula was like my homegirl. So when I used to get fucked with Rosina and Shakisha and those girls, she would have my back. Because we had remedial reading. Me and this girl, Chula, they put me in fucking remedial reading in like 8th or 9th grade.
Are you serious?
True
right
fucking
now?
Story. And we had to read that story.
I didn't even know this about you.
Really? You didn't? I never told you this?
That you were in remedial
yes.
reading?
Yes.
Is that why you overcompensate by reading so many
Yes!
Books?
It is absolutely
right.
why.
It all makes fucking sense now. You're always like, I can read good.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. It's because it's so true. I overcompensated because everyone thought I was such a fucking loser because I got kicked out of that school. True, yeah. So we were reading Flowers for Algernon, and they made Chula read like the last bit of it. Where like they kill the rat or something. It was really great. So we made friends. She taught me about finger banging because that's what she was into, finger banging and stuff.
What grade is this?
End of 8th, beginning of 9th, around there. You didn't finger bang then?
No.
Right? Isn't that normal? When do you guys start finger banging?
It happens. I was a late bloomer.
When? No.
But I was eating ass in high school.
So you were not.
I was.
You did not eat
not
ass
did I do
in,
that
high,
in school. High
school.
I also learned that when you pour Hershey's chocolate syrup in a girl's ass and eat it out of there, it looks like she just shit all over the place. Like, I thought it would help me cope with the taste, and I was like, this looks like you just had explosive diarrhea. And I'm like, I'm eating it up. Seriously.
I don't even know you. Like,
I didn't know you either, fucking finger banging in seventh grade or whatever.
Remedial reading versus putting chocolate syrup in a fucking girl's asshole.
And she wasn't ready for it at all. She was a couple years younger than me, and she was like, all right.
What grade were you in?
I was a senior. She was a sixth grader. It was fucking hard. Come on, I'm kidding. She could read. She was talking. She was a sophomore. I was a junior.
Oh my God.
It's not crazy.
That's like varsity level.
I was showing her. She was like, I like to make out. And I was like, open your fucking
mouth.
Oh
my life.
Your ass is dessert. Okay. Yeah, I think I affected her.
Can I tell you what cholas do, though?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking gangster. Like, okay, so the rumor was...
What's the fighting style?
But that's what I'm telling you. So the rumor was, Chula said that she and her homegirls... I don't know if this is true. She was fucking with me because I didn't really hang out with them because goth girls, we stick to our own. Cholas, they stick to their own. Really, at the end of the day, it was a forbidden friendship, if you will. You understand?
Like prison.
It was... Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah. It was like the fox and the hound. You know what I'm saying? Before the hound went off and became a grown up, like we were friends. So Chola, she said, hide razor blades in their hair. Have you heard that? Is that true? Does anyone think that's true? Razor blades in the hair, so that when some bitch grabs your hair,
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
That's what I was told. I don't know. I can't verify. Number two,
fucking middle school.
Yeah, dude. Portola was a rough. The valley was rough.
Yeah.
Look at Brody.
Yeah. All right.
Look how Brody turned out. He's fucking nuts too.
Yeah.
So these cholas, one time I saw this girl, dude, during fucking break or nutrition, as they used to call that. You know when you buy your bean and cheese burrito? My morning burrito, I was eating it and I saw some
girl. Wait, you can buy that at school?
Yeah, public school.
You can buy a bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah, dude, at public school.
In public school.
It was awesome. And
what the fuck?
Yeah.
All right.
That's LA. Okay. So one time I saw these two cholas fighting, and this one girl fucking took this other girl's braid, like a French braid, mm-hmm. and like tore it off her head, like scalped a bitch.
Eighth grade?
That's seventh grade. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's real talk right there.
Yeah, that is.
It didn't happen to me. I'm glad I didn't get fucked with by Chola.
Because I ain't going out like that.
That's a final move.
That's a final fucking move. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No.
I don't think that would happen. Looking back at the time,
Sarkeesha,
it was like,
no.
You look back, you're like, oh, it was rough.
Yeah.
Was wow. Rough. All right.
We have been discussing, you know, what really bonds.
Yeah.
What is the thing? And you think it's like, oh, that we both like the same things,
right.
Love the same things, and have the same interests. But what we've discovered is our greatest bond mm-hmm. is that we love to hate the same thing. And I think that's the foundation of any good, healthy relationship. It's not just like, oh, we both like sushi. You
know,
like, we both like going to the movies. No, we both think that fucking guy sucks. So,
yeah,
we
or friendships even too. I think,
sure. Yeah.
Especially comedians, we love to hate the same people.
Sure, absolutely. And then you pray for bad things to happen to them.
Yeah.
So we made a list before, and this is our new list. Number one, nothing bonds us more than air travel and our despising every aspect of it.
Yeah.
And especially being delayed.
Yeah. That's everybody. I don't think anybody likes that,
true.
Right?
No one was like, no, delayed flights are my favorite. But the fact that we've been together when we're delayed, it's a bond for us. We understand how.
God, you're telling me.
It's such,
you're so vulnerable. You know, when you travel, like you're in their hands, and they don't give you enough information ever. They're just like, well, you're fucked.
What
you're stuck
said,
here.
You're
here now.
Last week,
you live here.
The lady, I was like, hey, because they announced we had an 8:30 flight, and she goes, it's going to be 8:50 over the speaker, and then 9:30.
Yeah.
Then 9:50, and then they go, actually, the flight is now canceled. And that's all they said. And we're like,
yes, and?
How about some more information? And then we go up to them, we're like, what do you, like, flight? She goes, mechanical, and then look down. Like,
such a lie.
The explanation was mechanical. And then, like, you're on your own, asshole. Like, I'm fucking doing other shit now. We're like, she goes, do you really, like, safety is always the most important? I go, I understand that.
What a lie.
You share. What's the next step? What are we gonna do now? Mechanical.
Nah.
Babies.
Fuck them.
All of them.
Period.
Why are you bringing your baby on vacation? Stay at fucking home.
Yeah.
With your little shit machine. Your shitting, crying, screaming machine. You have babies at the beach.
Ruining my peace.
Ruining peace. Ah, and they're like,
oh my life. You're precious.
I'm like, nobody else fucking cares.
No one.
The baby's probably like, why the fuck am I on the beach?
Yeah.
I've been in this world a month.
Yeah.
Can you give me a break? The fucking, could you put some SPF on me? Give me a little break. I'm dying here.
Well, it's more empathy for the kid because, like, if I were a newborn baby, I don't want to be on the beach. I don't want to be with like wind and sand. And then I'm trying to suck my mom's tit and I can't. Everybody's staring.
And that's all you want. My sister, my lunatic fucking sister, Maria. Oh my God, Maria. That fucking absolute maniac took her newborn. He was a month old, 6 weeks old.
Oh my life. I remember this. I know where you're going.
Tiny, tiny, tiny. And she's like, let's go to this crab restaurant.
It was like Joe's Crab Shack, like one of those, and the music.
Loud music. You walk in and you just smell the seasoning that they use for crab. Like at a crab place, it's strong. Like you smell it as you walk in. And I'm like, do you think your baby's senses are ready for what's about to happen right now? And there's people, you know, walking. She's just swinging this fucking new life all around.
I know.
I go, you think he should be out? She's like,
there's shrimp shells falling on the poor baby because she puts the kid on the floor. And not only that, the Chinese don't even let the newborn out. Do you know that when Chinese people have a baby, right, you're not supposed to even visit. They don't allow visitors for like a month, which makes sense. Like it's a brand new, vulnerable life. You shouldn't let people fucking touch it with their dirty...
Let's take them to a restaurant.
Right. Their dirty shit hands all over it.
Yeah, I know.
Dirty and disgusting.
And speaking of peel and eat shrimp, we don't like peel and eat shrimp either.
Why am I fucking paying you?
Yeah, you peel it.
I want to do the eat part. I don't want to do the fucking peel.
Yeah, that's why
isn't that fun and you get to...
Oh, it's the worst,
Is it a fucking labor job? Do I have to take the trash out too?
What am I, a day laborer?
It's crazy, yeah. They had one, and we went to a nice restaurant, and they're like, and there's many shrimp in there. Like, they're all... Enjoy. How about take it back to the fucking kitchen? Do the work for me, and then I'll eat it.
I think I didn't like the big bag, the garbage bag of shrimp too that they dumped on our. We went to the boiling crab, remember? And it was like, here's your sloppy bag of shit. Yeah. And then you had to dig it open and rummage through seafood with two other people.
It was like
dirty
dumpster diving.
Yeah.
It was.
Like freegans or whatever.
And your hands are just
smelly.
It's like it seeps into your pores under your nails, and they're like, isn't this a good time?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I guess it's okay. 6 days later, it is good.
Their sides weren't very appropriate either, I felt.
No.
For shrimp, yeah? What do you eat with shrimp?
You don't eat that.
Oh, my God.
You know what really bothers me?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Does anybody else feel this way? I only like steak piping hot. Like, I want it off the grill, 400 degrees.
Thank you, one person in the back.
It bothers me when they're like, you're like, you, especially if you go somewhere, you're like, all right, I'm going to get steak tonight. And, you know, it's expensive. You're spending,
it's a
like,
big coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 30, 40 bucks at a good place or whatever, right? And they're like, here you go. And you're like, cool. And you take that bite and you're like, definitely, you cooked it. It's warm. I can tell that you cooked it. And then I've actually been like, can you make this hotter? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's not hot. And they're like, you just brought it out. And I'm like, so it's sitting around for at least a few minutes to put it down. I'm paying you a lot of money. And they're like, you want us to recook it? I'm like, do whatever you have to do.
Yeah, because when I've worked in restaurants, I know that shit sits under a light for a minute until the runner gets it or you get it as a server. Oh, yeah, dude.
So now
oh,
I'm
yeah.
a weird guy. I'm becoming a weird guy. Because now when I order, you know when, like, as people get older, they have just weirder quirks about them. Now when I order, I go, I want this steak. I want a medium rare. Make it really fucking hot.
You are getting old. Like, that's old person.
Yeah.
Make it hot!
I didn't come out of my house for this lukewarm shit.
You get crazy because you're. I get so sick of not getting shit. Yeah. Yeah.
But then sometimes they go, "You want it spicy? Like, you want it spicy?"
No.
Like, no. Like,
you want sriracha?
And then they go, "No, like steak served hot. What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No, really hot." And they're like, "Why are you doing this to me?" And I'm like, "You know, just make sure I don't like it warm. I want it really fucking hot." And then they're like, "We got a lunatic at 27.
Well, I think, like I said, you get to a point in your life where you work hard for your money.
Yeah.
It's so hard to fucking make a dollar that when you spend it, I just want the shit that I asked for. Just give me what I fucking asked for. Right? I feel like I'm turning into Travis Bickle. Like, I need to fucking kill you. All the animals.
One day a real rain will wash you away.
Well, don't you find that, like, I feel like the older we get more into acting appropriately. Like, I think you and I take pride in doing shit the right way because you know how it fucks up everything.
Yeah, you fuck up other people's time.
Everybody's time. I thought there was a cat there. Yeah.
You knew how to behave right
now. I thought that was a dinosaur. So here's one thing our neighbor does. I probably shouldn't talk about our neighbors, but I don't give a fuck.
I think you just did, so.
You know how this one really chaps my asshole. Because we share like a mailbox area, you understand, Theo? So when we go up to get our mail, sometimes they'll leave their front door open. So it's like a doorway into their own private world that you don't want any part of, right? Like, I don't want to smell your dinner and then have to see you sitting on your couch with your boxer shorts and your balls hanging out and your kids, right? You know, it's so personal. Like, I don't need to know anything about you, right?
Yeah, you just want to go up there and then
just
you ever later. Do the thing where, like, you both know that you're deliberately acting like the other person is there?
All the time. I do it every day.
Yes. Now you go up there, and they're like, "He sees me. I'm standing in front of his fucking house."
Yeah, and you're like,
And then I'm like, "I don't see you." And then sometimes he'll be like, "I was going, Tom," and I'm like, "Oh, you there? I didn't find
you." I'm in the car. I'm just changing the CDs. There's no more CD players in the car.
TSA?
Fuck TSA.
Ari Shaffir level.
Yeah. Yeah, they suck.
You guys really know. Yes, like his shit now is to the point where it's like, you know, it like when somebody is losing their mind, you're like, "That's a fun guy."
Is he really? What's he doing?
I haven't traveled with him like in so long. I haven't seen the way he. But now I'm like calling him like, "Want to do a gig together? We should do it. We should fly somewhere together." Just because I want to witness.
Yeah.
His
disdain.
Yeah, his rage.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, pretty great.
It's so stupid.
I posted a Vine that a few weeks ago. Everybody was like gathered around. The TSA agents were like, "So, anyways, if it's Jenny said what?" I was like, I started recording them, and then she turned. She's like, "You cannot record us."
Please.
And I go, "I can't." She's like, "Uh-uh." I was like, "There's a law." She was like, "Sir, I don't want to be recorded." I'm like, "That's different. I can." "You just don't like it."
That's true. There is no law.
No, you can record.
Yeah, it's all a farce. It really is a farce.
They can grab you.
Take the liquids out of your cup.
Like, all right, that's the word.
Use off laptops. Out everything out of your pocket. Make sure you got everything out of your pocket. So you got a belt on? Take your belt on. And they always like, "You have a belt on?" I go, "No." "You don't have a belt on?" I go, "No." "Do you have to ask me multiple times if I have a fucking belt on?"
Of course. That's his only job in life. Double stuffed Oreos. I think they're repulsive. Double the stuff?
Oh,
you ingrate.
Slipknot fan?
Really? I guess... Okay, clap if you're a fan of the double stuff Oreo. Oh!
You know what?
You disgusting animals.
No.
It's so much stuff. It's so much of that stuff. That's the problem. It's lard, yeah? Like, it's fucking sugar and lard, which is delicious in this much quantity.
Yeah.
Just not enough. In this.
Oh, I got enough. Why so much? Why double it up?
Aww.
Oh, are you a fan of that?
Or yep. Empty jar.
I like that shit you did.
Theo.
All right, and then
all right, come here, Buddha Bear. Oh, well, I think this is really annoying, too. I mean, I'm sure people have said this before. You know when you call, like, your credit card company or something, and they're like, the recording is, your business is very important to us. It's like, uh-uh, if it were, you'd answer my fucking call right now. It's obviously not that important. I think that that really chaps my asshole.
Yeah. We really value you.
No, you don't.
That, you realize
cocksuckers.
Somebody's like, make sure you tell people that you value them. And then they think that when that recording plays, a customer's like, well, it's good that they value you. Like, that's the mindset of the person who put, well, the whole thing is we want you to know.
Yeah, and then ignore you for the next 20 minutes.
Of course, you don't value me. You're treating like this.
Give a shit. Make yourself useful, you stupid, dumb, fucking, cock-sucking motherfucker.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Mm.
So, this...
Said fuck me.
Yes, sir.
Said fuck me.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ah, yes, sir. yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
It's romance. What's the big deal?
Is this 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, that is, wow.
I like that's when he goes. Like that. That's
there's
the sound
a lot
I like.
Of pain before the fun part.
Yeah.
You're gonna make those noises, but then you'll really like it. I'm like, you know what? I have a pretty good time already.
So, it's a lot to go through. That's gay porn, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, that was.
Those aren't two. That's not
I,
a heterosexual.
I have it labeled here. Extended gay sex.
Yeah, that's where the dudes are for sure.
Yeah,
that's some crazy. That's advanced porno. I think that's Mac SF. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's like a leather daddy? I know we've discussed him on the show earlier.
And his partner reached out to us.
He did, and then they never got back to us. Yeah, I wrote back. Like, what if you liked this stuff secretly?
What if I liked it? I do like it. I think it's fucking terrible.
No. Okay, because here's why. I had a friend who was like, oh, I went through my husband's computer and I found porn on there. I'm so upset. I was like, fucking number one, don't go through your husband's computer because you don't want to know what kind of porn he's looking at ever. Right? That's some shit you never need to know as a wife. Like, you can have that. That's all you, bro. Like, I don't know what you're into. I don't want to know. Don't you agree? Like, a don't ask, don't tell. Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of been our policy, wouldn't you say, in our marriage?
I think, but it was even before then. Like, I always thought it was, you know, I have, like, friends, they'll be dating, and they're like, I pissed off that I went through my fucking girlfriend's phone and I found whatever. I'm like, why are you going through your phone?
Yeah, don't do
know,
it.
She took
just
a shower.
Just but don't.
I'm like, just don't do that. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. It's
fucking seventh grade, you're going through her phone? Like, leave her shit alone. You gotta leave people's shit alone. I think. I don't want to. I never go through your fucking phone. I never.
I would, because what if I find? What if I. But here's the thing is that I trust you. I trust you in the marriage. Like, I trust that you won't do anything to ruin our marriage. So, like, whatever you jerk it to is your world. Like, that's your jerk world that I don't have.
Thank you, sir.
Right? That is your realm,
ladies,
for you to be free and
ladies,
do what you want.
I know this is a sensitive subject. Really. Guys need to jerk off all the time. And they do it all the time. And sometimes we jerk off to things because they're there. We didn't even know that genre existed. I was jerking off to... Like,
please don't tell me.
Older,
I don't want to know.
these older clothes. They looked like they were administrative people.
Boop, 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 boop.
You know, if they weren't hot, and then like a guy would come in and they'd be like, well, "Can we help you?" He's like, "Oh, I fucking left my passport. I need a new one." They're like, "Well, how about jerk your fucking stupid cock off?" You know what? I jerked off to it for like a month.
Right.
And I got over it. It happens.
Yeah.
Don't act like, look, here's the great part. If you're the guy, we already know that we're so fixated on our sexual thoughts that we don't even consider the fact that you have thoughts and needs and that you're jerking off too, which you are.
Right.
You're fucking jerking off too.
And here's the converse of that. And I think that, okay, I can't speak for all women, but I know that we have a pretty open pornography policy in our home.
Yeah.
And I think that if you judge a dude for it, like, it's probably my friends that judge their husbands for the porn thing. I think it's because they don't have a good relationship with porn themselves. Like, a lot of girls don't. And I love pornography. Not all of it. I don't thank you. One slut in the front. Yes. Well, because not a lot of it is made for women. Honestly, a lot of it's very male. Like, oh, you fucking take it, bitch.
You mean shit like,
and you're like,
shit like this?
You want two dicks in there?
Just put it in there. Quit debating.
Like, I don't want that. I don't all the time. Not every episode needs to be like that intense. But I think that, you know, we need to develop our own relationship with it, and then you understand why dudes have that relationship with it.
I just think if you have a
I don't like the vivid stuff. Not vivid. What's the evil angel? I don't like that shit.
That's Yoshi.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like
all that stuff. Maron.
Yeah. That's pretty aggressive stuff.
What I wonder what you'd really do though. Okay, can I guess what you like? What you
I don't care. Yeah. Sure.
I'm gonna say something completely opposite of what I'm saying, like Asian fetish. I would go Asian girl. No?
No. I don't have anything against.
No. But I'm saying secretly, deep down, is that what you...
No.
No? Okay, what about... I'm trying to think of the grossest shit. Oh, what about when they... The spread, when they show like on... I hate those stills even on
I
like
I pretend
like,
to be able to tolerate it all. The gaping, I'm like, that's basically a fucking medical video. Like,
yeah.
Like I'll have a hard on. I'm like, yeah, and then they're like, here's the inside of this person's digestive system. And they're like, isn't that all? I'm like, dick's gone, soft. Don't want to watch this stuff anymore.
Or
go read now.
You know which one I agree with you. I don't like that.
I don't like
I don't understand the gynecology fantasy either.
Oh, I get that. Totally. Because we know when you
do.
You and your doctors are like,
That's so unsexy.
We know how hot and sexy the gynecology exam is for you.
Can I tell you something? Oh, for ladies here that aren't, maybe if you're a stranger to porn, there is, okay, X-Hamster. I'm sure you're familiar with that bookmarked site. And
I thought you didn't look at my computer.
I don't ever want to know. But there is a female choice section, which is supposed to be geared towards us ladies. So if you want something that's not as like, you fucking take it, and a little... normal, you know what I mean? Like two people having a loving time.
Yeah.
Or six Puerto Ricans and one woman having a loving time. Or big black cocks having a good time with white girls. There's that too. Or Rocco Siffredi, one of my favorites too.
How many fucking guys are you familiar with? You know their first name? Oh, you mean Rocco? Oh, yeah.
Boy. Rocco Siffredi.
You like him, huh?
I like Rocco as a person. He and I have a lot in common.
Person.
We did have a conversation.
I talked to him. I don't know if I've said this before. I talked to him and I was like, yeah, man. Love your work. You're a great talent. And you were talking about...
He's a star performer. Is that what Yoshi says?
He's a really good performer. He could perform really strong.
A star. Performer.
Okay, yeah. Ryoshi talks about it like fucking like Picasso. Like,
yeah.
Good work.
Laurence Olivier of porn.
Affects you, and it's enlightening. But Rocco, we were talking about how aggressive some of the porn, like, Jesus, some of it is like, you really, I mean, teach them a lesson when they're in a scene with you, you son of a bitch. He's like, I know, but you know, they like this. And I was like, come on. He's like, today, I shoot a scene with two girls, and they give me blowjob, and they do it until they make themselves vomit. And I was like, and then he goes,
what can I do?
Yeah, like, what, this girl wants to puke on my cock. What am I going to do about it? And I was like, enough said, brother.
I like him, yeah, he's great, but he's got a charm and a panache to him.
Okay, I think we're good here.
He's a huge cock.
It's a fucking, that shit is like lower, like a lower leg.
It's really big.
You can tell. You know the secret is to watching the porn to see if you're being tricked or not on how big that hog is?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's when the girl holds it and you watch her thumb and her fingers.
Oh.
And she's like this. You're like, all right, I know what that means. She's like, and you're like, wow. And then you're like, oh, that's a fucking coke can. All right. So you know.
Look at you. You're like a Jedi.
I'm a dick detective.
Yeah. You're a real master at this.
Yeah, I like to know.
When did you start with pornography? Do you remember the first thing you ever saw?
Scrabble, Vision. It was,
of course.
It was called Spice.
Yeah, the Spice Channel.
Spice Channel.
I remember that.
But we didn't get Spice. So
of course, nobody did.
And you're like, oh my God, I can see your tits. And then anyone went on.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was it. But then I went to Peru, and I remember one of my cousins.
The porn.
I got the porn. And I was like, I've seen it. I'm good. And he was like, you have not seen porn. And I was like, I think I have. And then I put it in. I was like, wow, no, I have not. And it was it wasn't like crazy.
Yeah.
It was just hardcore.
Like you had not seen.
I had not seen that. Yeah. And I was 14, 13 or 14. I guess that's pretty young. No, not.
Whatever. On the mean streets of L.A., I would say I was younger. I would say like 10. Is that bad? Is that really bad? Well, because we had cable growing up. I had the Spice Channel, so I saw all that stuff.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, we didn't have it. Sorry. I meant like we had it, but scrambly.
Yeah, scramble. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 10.
Well, and other stuff, you know, Playboy. Like, oh,
yeah.
You never saw a Playboy magazine before that?
I saw, but I saw Playboy before that.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm talking about when you have been exposed to nothing. And you put in a video, and you're like, "Oh wow!" Like
that's true. That's
like,
different.
I didn't know that.
That was like third grade. Yeah. It's so horrifying.
And you're like, "Oh, honestly."
Honestly, it wasn't until, and this is like this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, "You have two in you," or "You have three in you," that like it actually kind of clicked, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is actually happening." I'm proud of myself.
It wasn't until
we gotta play. We're trying to figure it out.
Until
we're trying to come up with a game, porn girl or Maria, where it'll be like. Who does porn? I'm sure they'll be like, I have.
Honestly. That's right. Every girl I grew up with in the San Fernando Valley, too.
Really?
It wasn't until.
Until.
Like the inflection is up on everything.
Would you like to read this letter?
I was all like, what? And she's all like, what? You read this.
Okay.
You seem to like this one. I like it, too.
Okay. We got...
I'd like some wine. What? Let's get some wine.
Can we get some wine? Please? A couple
Thanks.
Glasses of wine?
Let's
party.
Fucking party.
You know us. We get fucked up.
yeah.
All right. So here's the letter from the...
This is from Dave.
From Dave. My dearest mommies. Mostly Tommy, you, the main mommy I'm talking to.
It doesn't say that in the copy.
Oh, I printed a different copy. He said, I'm in a very happy relationship with my fiance. We're getting married early next year. There are no complaints about her. However, her father may very well be the most annoying person I've met in some time. I can ramble on and on about it, but my main issue is his onslaught of awful jokes. They do not stop. They do not stop. He'll interrupt me while I'm talking about something important just to try his hardest to fit in some terrible joke that he laughs hysterically about. My question isn't how to fix the problem. It's not a job for me, and I would feel incredibly disrespectful if I made an attempt to do so. I'm sure that as comedians, you have people trying to make you laugh all the time. So my question is to you both, how do you deal with people who are convinced they need to be the funniest person in the room at all times? It's exhausting, and I'm pretty sure my life gets shorter every time it happens.
So funny.
Much love, Dave.
It's a good email. It's a good letter.
Yeah, it's good. It definitely happens all the fucking time when you're a comic, especially after shows. And it's usually done, it comes from a good place.
Someone's
like, I enjoyed you. You made me laugh. Let me show you how fucking funny
you are. Oh, yeah. Yes, and it's usually a street joke, meaning something that's been passed around the internet.
You heard this.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, I read that in 2001 when I had a
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, buddies.
Derek, everybody.
Cheers, Derek. Cheers, Derek. Thanks, Derek. Cheers, mommies. Cheers to our love, to our genes. May they always be high. My dentist just did that to me. When he found out what I did for a living, then it's like, don't put that in your act. And you're like, oh boy, don't worry.
Craziest is when your neighbors find out. When we move, and they're like, so we've heard. And you're like, what did you do? We just moved. You're like, we heard you're entertainers. We're ready to hang out.
Yeah. We're so boring, too.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And you're like, fucking make us laugh, man.
Nah.
You buy a ticket. That's the other thing that neighbors always do. Tell us about your show.
No, never.
We want to come to your show. Okay. I have a show tomorrow night.
You're
like, where is it?
Can't make it.
Whatever. Hermosa Beach.
San Diego. You had a flu.
Okay. So tell us about your next one. Why?
You're never going to come.
Here's the thing about the people. What you have to do, and this is why this is different than some people, like somebody you work with. If you're this starts off by saying it's going to be his future father-in-law. Here's what you got to do. You've got to tolerate it.
Yeah.
If you love that girl,
and the
father's that way, you have to find a happy place before you go into the room that you know he's going to be in, and just fake it. Because the alternative is basically being a dick. You could do that to like a coworker or somebody. You'd be like, hey, Hank, you know what? Your fucking jokes suck. And I'm a higher pay scale. Go fuck your mother, all right? Your father-in-law? You don't have to spend that much time with him.
Right. Well, maybe they do. That's a thing. They might be like the real tight family that lives down the street. And then now,
you've got to deal with.
Okay. It's like multiple choice. I mean, Tommy, multiple choice, two questions.
You sound. Are you okay?
I feel so funny. I can't believe I'm laughing this hard.
Your father-in-law is my dad, okay?
Yeah. Oh, he's funny, though. Sometimes Top Dog is really funny.
Sometimes it's like that. I'm like, what the fuck are you laughing at?
Yeah, James.
But here's the thing.
I think you're right on this.
When I feel the feeling of, like, please, I want to tell him how bad and unfunny this is right now.
Oh, FIFO.
You think of the person. You're like, I can't fucking say that to him. That would crush him, you know? That would be mean.
Well, you're right. If it were a stranger, what I do to people that try to tell me a lot of jokes is just, you know, you're polite and you're like,
yeah, you're always
okay. And then, but you're right. You got to grin and bear it. This is your future father, essentially your dad-in-law, right?
The best way to do it to a stranger I've found is pretend to be confused, because then they try to start explaining it, and then people with them. Oh,
then it's like the stupidest joke ever.
Basically,
yeah.
Like you're bombing so hard right now.
Yeah.
So like when they're like, so, and then I told him, the guy, he parked in the wrong spot. I'll be like, what? Like the guy.
Yeah. But I think isn't that the nature of in-laws? Is like you just have to tolerate.
Yeah.
Like you fucking, I'm sure, hate my family all the time. No, but they annoy you. Like, there's people that annoy you in my clan, definitely. But they annoy me, too. The same people that annoy you annoy me.
You have the same thing with
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah. What can you do, man?
She wears you down. But
it's part
of
fucking
life. Real thing is try to be kind to people.
Right?
You know? Especially if the
golden rule.
Have dinner with them. There's no way out of it. You can't be like, fucking jokes suck. Pass the mashed potatoes. Can't do it.
I wish you could, though.
Yeah, it's probably going to end pretty poorly for you.
I think also just drink a lot. Like, that's really the secret to everything, right?
Solid advice.
Every family gathering, you just fucking get drunk, and then the party's in your head, man. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Much more sound advice.
Maybe couple it with a Percocet and then smoke some weed. That's what it's for.
Yeah. I can't believe that I never got a hold of the Kanye Sway interview.
Have you guys seen this?
It's so crazy.
It's intense.
Real intense. This is Kanye at the beginning. What you hear first is a real person talking.
I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google. Now who's going to be the Medici family and stand up and let me create more?
What?
He's crazy. He is bananas.
I am Warhol. Okay.
Shakespeare.
Disney, Google.
Disney and Google.
Fucking Fortune 500 corporation.
And the word impactful is a made-up word. I fucking hate when people use impactful.
You really hate that.
It's not a fucking word, man.
One of my favorite words.
It's a fake word. It's a fake
right now.
Fuck. It's when you know what it is. You know why I don't like it. It's one of these corporate speak words, like you know those phrases when some asshole in your office will be like, "Let's circle back later," or "Let's try to get our arms around this." You're like, why don't you talk like a normal motherfucking person?
Why don't you think outside the box?
This one's here. This is impactful. Like, all right, well, whatever.
I'll shoot a message over. You shoot it back.
Yeah, shoot it. Shoot an email. Pow, pow. Like it's fun, right? Like it's the Wild West. Wow! Circle back.
Hey, Kanye.
Or do you want to marginalize me till I'm out of my moment?
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
How, Sway?
Take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
Kanye.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
Listen to Sway. He's got the voice of reason right
Sway
now.
Sway was being fucking reasonable, and Kanye was all...
Shakisha, no!
He totally Shakisha knowed that guy.
That was fucking intense. And then
Shakisha, no!
Sway's like, what the fuck, man?
Kanye. I've been doing this more than you.
Doing what
you
more
ain't
than
got
me?
Come
what?
On, chill out. You ain't got the answers.
Kanye,
you ain't got the answers.
Bro, I'm asking you.
You
a
ain't
question.
Been doing the education.
Bro.
You ain't been doing the education.
Kanye, calm down.
You don't have the answers, though.
Calm down.
Because you're trying to give me advice about
no,
something.
No, no,
you
no,
ain't,
no.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't.
He's totally big time.
He's crazy.
Like, you've not done shit that I've done. He's like, yeah, I know, but I'm trying to fucking just talk to you. Shut the fuck up. You don't know me.
He spent $13 million.
Google, man.
$1 million of your own money trying to empower yourself.
Yes, but I spent hundreds of thousands and putting out clothing lines at a smaller degree. All I'm asking you,
it ain't Ralph level.
Let me ask you this. I'm asking.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Kanye.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I lost money.
That's cold as ice, man.
Well, neither of you. Does Kanye have a clothing line that I'm not aware of?
He's been pouring tons of money, and like he said, he's been, you know, that's what he's been always been talking about in his interviews. I'm going to all the fashion shows and studying the fabrics. But Sway's like, I've done shit, and Kanye's like, no. And then Sway's like,
you're supposed to be my nigga, though.
Kanye is like, I am a fashion guru now. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Wow.
I just think this guy is.
I think he's got a big ego. Yeah. It's a little.
No, he's fine.
Totally reasonable human being.
I'm Shakespeare. I'm Google.
Shakespeare. Google. Andy Warhol.
Impactful guy.
Impactful. Fecal impacted.
Money, but that's not
exactly, that and I could lose money on a higher level too.
And that's
don't
what
think
I'm
just
you.
Because
wait, hold
don't
hold
think
hold
because
hold
I
Kanye,
got the most
the
least
let
money.
Let me finish my question, dog.
Man, because, no,
let,
man,
let me hear the
you
question.
You don't have
man.
The answers.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Jesus Christ, easy.
He is out of his mind. This guy. Now, this is the one time I feel bad for Kim Kardashian to have to fucking listen to this asshole. I don't know who's worse, though, between the two of them. Wow, isn't that amazing that two douchebags can find each other like that? Yeah. It's the perfect storm.
Union. It really is. She literally, like, he is super talented. I will give him that. That guy,
yeah, he makes great music.
And it's so funny that he literally was like, my soulmate is a famous non- like somebody who has brings nothing. He's like, that's
so bananas. Well, she's pretty though. She's cute. Big news, you guys.
All right.
It's
Steve
huge.
Harvey.
It's Steve. So exciting. So okay, I demanded to get bondings for my two front teeth. And my dentist was like, that's so fucking old. Like, what's, he didn't say fucking, but he was like, that's so old. You need to get veneers. And I was like, no to the veneers. Anyway, I broke down and I'm getting veneers, which is very exciting. And I went to the dentist today. Thank you, one lady in the back, for applauding me. It's a big step because I just was like living in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
It really is because I'm cheap. And I was like, ah, that's too expensive. And they look fake, but you can get them made well, apparently. You can get them to be normal. But it's really my immigrant upbringing that I was like, no, I shouldn't spend money on teeth. Right? That's the poverty, like, oh, no, just do the same old shit you've had since you were a kid.
You're like the equivalent of somebody who lost their leg, and you're like, you have any wood, like a wood
I stick? Know.
And we could just rope it onto us, and they're like, I mean, we could.
It's true.
Get a prosthetic. I don't want that fancy shit.
It's true, yeah.
I've seen pirates. They have wood sticks.
It's true. Well, my therapist and I are working on this. I'm very excited about it. It's about asking for, deserving better things. Yeah, because I don't.
See, when you go to private school, you're like, I deserve this.
I guess so.
You're
God damn it.
Fighting fucking Shula.
I know. No wonder my self-esteem is in the toilet. Holy shit. But I'm moving on up. I'm excited. It's going to be a big year. 2014.
It's going to be great. You're going to have
new teeth.
A real person.
I know. Holy shit. All right. Yeah. Do the Cosby dance. Tommy, do Cosby.
Cosby?
Do the Cosby.
You guys ever dance like Cosby for fun?
I'll show you.
This is the best thing ever. You don't love it. Go, 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 Rudy. Go, Theo. Go, Rudy. Go, Theo. Go, Rudy. Go, Theo. Go, Claire. Go, Cliff. Woo! Go work, buddy. That was really good.
Don't think you can just do that on your own. You have to practice for a while.
Okay, would you rather? This is so cool. This one's submitted to us from Justin. This made me laugh so hard. Okay, would you rather have to live with white foamy saliva on the corners of your mouth? Or it gets better. Or have spaghetti sauce mouth.
What is
which is so silly, because I imagine it's that red ring, like around your mouth, like a kid. Like
I think you have your to mouth look is stupid. Full of spaghetti, and you're like, falling out of your mouth.
No, I think it's
a red ring.
Like yeah, when kids eat Chef Boyardee, when you eat out of the can, and then you get that red ring.
Isn't this just a color scenario? Like yeah, but
it's
red.
It's red spaghetti sauce around your mouth,
right, or
like
white crusty foam.
Or crusty foam, yeah.
On the corners. This is fucking disgusting.
I know.
Justin, you fucking disgusting person.
Fuck, right? Fuck.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a red spaghetti circle around your mouth, like the white foam corner, people see
I
wish I could say something, but I'm not gonna. Like
this, when you see somebody and all you want to do is this, you go like, ugh.
I don't know. Have a glass of water, man. Really help right now. But you can't. But you can actually function, like in society, with your white foam corner.
A red
spaghetti circle around your mouth. People are like, what are you, a fucking clown or something? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I beg to differ. I think it's the opposite. I think the spittle, because I worked for a man, an attorney that had the spittle in the corners, and it would froth up like a latte. Like when he would talk, the foam, when he would get real fired up, and I just remember thinking like, who wants to kiss that mouth, first of all? If he's got a wife, I'll never fucking kiss you, ever.
That guy does this a lot.
Oh, he did! Yeah, he did! Oh, stop it! Yes!
And you're like, your mouth is... It's.
Yeah. He did do that a lot. But
do
this,
you think spaghetti circle?
It's cute, because sometimes you have, like, rib sauce on...
toddler.
No, on you. Like, you'll have barbecue sauce on your chin or on your beard, and I won't mind that. I like that. I take the spaghetti sauce mouth all the way.
I'm taking the red. I'm taking white. Oh.
Ew. You get fucked up. All right, let's take a vote. Clap if you're spaghetti sauce mouth. Obvi. Clap if you're disgusting white spittle mouth.
Awesome.
Undecided, I guess.
I wish everybody in society had to choose. And we're just fucking split along those disgusting mouth lines.
This Christmas, everybody decides. The important issues. Gross. Okay, I have another one. I have another one. Okay, okay. Here's your job. Would you rather? This is your full-time job, okay?
Okay.
Your only job is to stand in line at the DMV. And the worst one, like the one in Van Nuys in the valley that I grew up at, like you have to stand in line at the DMV, and then when you get to the front of the line, go right back to the back. All day, every day. But you get an hour lunch, 2 15-minute breaks, so that's cool. That's your life. Or your full-time job is to circle the Trader Joe's parking lot. And then you have to you have to put your blinker on, wait for the lady with the 10 grocery bags to load her shit, push the cart back, and then you take that spot, and then you back right out. And then you do it again.
Out?
And you do it again, and that's your full-time job. But you get an hour lunch, 2 15-minute breaks. Talking 40 hours a week.
It's making me sweat a lot.
Yeah. I could see that, yeah.
This is the worst.
I know, that's the point.
I know. Two horrible scenarios. I think I would drive just
what?
To drive. Because standing in the line, you would prefer. Wait a minute. Are you clapping because you prefer to stand in the line? No.
They can sit in their cars. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
You have an activity, and in your mind, you'd make it a game. You're like, I'm a fucking sniper style. And fucking parking. There's people are after me right now, and you'd lose your mind. Don't get me wrong. You'd go fucking crazy, okay? But in your mind, you're like, I'm a spy. This is my job. Yeah, you'd target people. The feds are after me. Whatever, you'd fucking... You'd role play. If you stand in the DMV and the job is like when you get to the front, now go to the back. You'd be like, I'm going to fucking murder everybody at the DMV. Which you would. You would end up killing people at the DMV.
But, okay, here's my thing. I take the DMV because if you've ever worked retail or waited tables, you stand all day anyways. I can do that shit. You just get a nice pair of shoes and you power through that. Number two, if you stand in a DMV line, I can read my Nook. I can read all my fancy book learning things that I like. I can listen to podcasts. You can do whatever you want. Like, that's mind space that is completely yours. You can do fucking push-ups in line at the DMV. You can get... Right? You can get fit at the DMV.
You
can be
a
crazy
line.
Motherfucker at the DMV.
You would own that line.
Yeah, dude. You can dance.
Stop
you can,
it out. Yeah.
You can do Zumba in line. Like, that time really? Is yours, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. I'm still driving.
All right. Let's take a vote. Let's take a vote.
Who's driving around?
Bam.
Who's standing in line at the DMV?
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Far less, just loud.
Right? All right. Thank you. Thank you, sisters. Thank you. Yes.
By the way, they were voting on who the main mommy is right here.
Fuck off. Don't read that.
They
fuck
do.
You.
Here's some of the comments. You both wish you were black. It's a win-win for comedy.
So what? True. That's actually true.
Charo is the original mommy.
True. Very true. Absolutely.
Yeah. She got... Samora, they said, if I had to choose between you two, I choose bikes.
Yes.
Bikes! And then we got
It's in Greasy.
Please make the fartition happen.
I can't wait to make that happen.
Charo keeps it 800. All right.
Yeah, it's so, Charo. Charo's the original mommy.
All right, we have to wrap this up. So real quick, let's just get this last one in. You guys have been... So much fun. Thank you for coming to this show.
We love you guys. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. It'll be so great. Best ever. This is best.
And we're going to hang out afterwards. Anybody that wants to hang out, and we'll do pictures or you can tell us jokes.
Yeah, for sure. We're hanging out.
And we did bring down bikes, shirts. Yeah, bikes.
I love hearing you guys say this. So fun.
And we brought a top dog black shirt. So if you want one, we have those too. Okay, so here, real quick, we got to wrap this up.
All right. We're so close to the border. Yeah. Do it.
See, I told you we were going to have that problem. All right, it's time to fill her up and seal her shut.
Yes. Good job, guys. Great work.
This is our delusional edition.
Delusional edition, absolutely. All right, let's start with the ladies. Ladies, first, fill her up, seal her shut. Delusional edition, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's beautiful, though. Or...
Very beautiful.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, haven't you watched the documentary, Miley : The Movement? You haven't watched that? She's a movement.
I cannot fucking stand.
She's a big bowel movement.
Jada's bullshit.
In the mirror.
I feel like Miley, she tries to be this, like, I've done it all. I mean, she's acting like she's...
Right, but who do you...
around the block, and I don't fucking buy it. So what I would do is take her and fucking put Hershey's chocolate syrup in her ass and absolutely massacre that 95-pound girl. She could not handle...
Unbelievable.
...this fucking dick. I would absolutely...
Stoops.
I would wear her like a snorkel mask.
Your son can hear you.
I would hammer that.
Your son can hear.
And I would tell Jada to go look in the mirror. Well, I fucking teach Miley Cyrus a fucking...
That's so stupid. You're so stupid. Everything you say is wrong.
Whatever. What would you
do? Wrong. Number one.
What would you do?
I would do Jada Pinkett Smith because, number one, she's been around the block a lot, and she needs a lot of attention and love. And Will cheats on her.
Right?
Yeah, so she's out for vengeance.
That's right.
So she'll lick your stuff all night long.
Good point. Sometimes you make good points.
She's out for vengeance, and a woman out for vengeance is a woman that'll do anything to you.
I would like to do it to Miley just because I feel like it would be so impactful.
Oh my, fuck you.
That I feel like
Sharkeesha, no.
I feel like Miley would release a new album just based on our meeting. She'd be like,
Tom Segura.
Oh,
you know, like, remember?
It's not chocolate, actually.
Remember when fucking, not Anais Nin, what's her name?
Who?
You ought to know. What's her name?
I don't know.
She wrote that song about a comedian that was about Bob Saget, right?
What? Oh, shit. You're about to get hit.
The other guy from Full, Dave Coulier. That was about a comedian.
That's about him?
Yes.
Dave fucking Coulier.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You're a comedian. You could rock her world. You're right. She could write a fucking album about.
So are you giving me permission?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Just give me half.
All right. Guys, the new mission of the show is for me to fuck Miley Cyrus.
Yes, congratulations. You've earned it.
All right, hurry up. Get to the net. We got to get
all right, all right. Okay, or for the men, obviously, in light of today's episode, Kanye West. Or...
Guys, he's fucking crazy.
He's really cute, though. I think he's really attractive. He's physically very attractive to me. I would bang the shit out of him. Or Will Smith. Will Smith, because he is married to Jada Pinkett.
It's not even a fucking...
The level of delusion is not
They're
comparable,
both delusional.
But... Kanye's crazier, yes.
Big Willie style.
Fresh Prince, yes.
He's going to make me laugh.
No, doesn't matter.
He has cool stories. He knows how to tell a story. He's very great on the couch.
Doesn't matter.
He's so much fun. He knows.
No.
Yeah, he has to. Come on.
But Kanye is so, he's so full of himself that he would F you silly. He would really... He would fill you up and seal you shut over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I would take so many of Kanye's loads over Will Smith's loads. I would let him seal me shut. His Kanye-Z load. I would take it.
Thank you, sir.
Going Will Smith all the way.
Never. All right, let's take a vote. Okay, what?
Also, I think I could... Work hard enough to get like a bit part in the movie.
Okay. Let's take a vote. Okay, Kanye West. Clap if you're Kanye. Clap if you're Kanye.
Kanye?
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
You ingrates!
You are so shut down.
Not on my side. You guys are not with me tonight.
You're supposed to be my nigga, though.
Okay, Will Smith. Will Smith.
Will Smith. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Well, thank you.
Miley Cyrus. All right. We officially have to go.
The tribe has spoken.
We had a great time.
San Diego has spoken.
You guys are the fucking best. We'll
yes,
be back
thank you
sure.
so much. So much
thank
fun.
You
thank you.
Out. We'll be here, so hang out if you want to hang out. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
This song's my best one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Once again, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you got to